Hello, everybody. Welcome back to Game Closet Chats. This is Adam.
And Bianca.
And today we are chatting about some board game etiquette issues or how-tos, what
not to arrive, how not to arrive.
You must come in with a flourish. You must announce yourself.
Fanfare and... yeah, exactly.
No, I don't think that's quite right. Yeah. So this is, I don't know, something that maybe... more relevant, I don't know, to what? What do you think? Like, it's not like,
I mean,
is it when you're just sitting around playing with your friends, or?
I think there's two spaces.
Yeah.
The, you know, the people you're familiar with and you play with often, which comes with its own, maybe issues or challenges versus, showing up to someone's house for the first time to play games. So I think those are kind of sort of two different spaces, but
sure.
I mean, they share a lot of the same, like unspoken rules maybe, or assumptions.
I think so.
So I guess whichever one we want to start with.
Well, I don't know. I guess maybe we can just sort of bounce around, but maybe we'll start with, how about good etiquette? And then maybe we'll switch to poor etiquette.
Good etiquette. I don't know, where do you want to start? Like, showing up on time? I mean, I feel like that's good etiquette.
Oh no, we have to get rid of all of our friends. No, only half of them. Yeah, okay. Being on time, sure.
But what I mean by that, I guess, is, like, if you're going to be late, like, let the person know.
Right.
I mean, yes. Like, if you're set for, like, hey, we're going to, you know, start playing games at, I don't know, like, 1 o'clock or something, and okay. You... I don't know, something comes up and you, like, you have an emergency and you get pulled away. It's
so,
like,
just be a respectful human
being. Be a respectful human being.
Okay, episode over. Well, that was fun, everyone.
Check mark.
So what about, well, let's think of maybe some specific instances. So what do you think about learning the rules before you go and play? If you're going to, like, walk into a new group or you're... where you know what you're going to play, but, like, you haven't
yet. They let you know ahead of time.
Sure. Like, and someone's so on Facebook said, hey, I want to play Terraforming Mars. Does anybody want to play? And mm-hmm. You say yes, but you've never played it before. And you go to meet.
Yes, you've never played it before, but you go and you read the rules.
Is that, that's the question is.
Oh.
Is the expectation that you come having read the rules, watched a playthrough?
Well, I think if you're saying, I've never played this before...
Right.
I feel like there's an expectation that the host is going to be teaching it.
Okay, I would agree with that, but do you think there's an expectation on the other side that they're familiar with it?
No, I don't think so.
Do you think it's a good thing to do?
I think if you, I don't know, like, depending on the game and how, like, extensive the rules are, you could just be like, hey, we're going to play Nemesis, so, mm-hmm. You know, you might want to skim through the rules real quick, because...
Before you get here. Right.
I mean, at some point, it just gets to be, like, I don't know, casual. So, less about preparing and more about, like, having the experience together.
Okay, I feel like you answered it both ways.
I know.
You were like, yes, you should read the rules, and then no, you shouldn't.
No, what I mean is, like, it transitions from, like, oh, this is a new person, this is new people that we're meeting, and, you know, we're going to play this new game that we've never played before. Like, maybe I should look it up a little bit. And just, you know, so that I'm prepared for them, sort of a thing. But then it gets to that point where it's like, oh, we've been playing games, you know, for a really long time. Like, I'm just going to show up and we'll just figure it out together.
With a group you already know.
With a group that you already know.
So you're saying, so there's two separate instances here.
Yeah.
Where it's people you haven't played with necessarily and
yeah.
people you have.
Yes. That's kind of like where I'm basing those. Opposites, I guess.
So, yes, you respond to the post, say, I want to play, but I've never played before. You should be familiar, at least somewhat, with the rules. But when it's, hey, Lauren and Larry are coming over and they're bringing Eschaton,
uh-huh.
like, okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yes.
Yeah, I think
that
makes sense.
Where I'm working from.
Okay. Now, if you are the one teaching it,
mm-hmm.
should you be more familiar than, I guess I'll punch this stuff out now. And, oh, wow, look how thick this rule book is.
I would hope that if this is a new game that you have, you would have some kind of knowledge about it. I mean, you bought it. and you're bringing it, or this person is showing up and you're going to show it to them, it would just be, for everyone's sake, a time saver to at least be familiar with the rules. And if there's, like, instances where a question comes up, then it's like, oh, let's refer to the rules. Because maybe I don't, you know, I didn't memorize the rules front to back.
Right. Yeah.
I think so.
I would say, so personally, if I know, it's been a long time since we've had, like, new people or anything. But I know in the past, if we're playing something that it can be relatively complicated or even not,
mm-hmm.
I like to have it set up and ready to play.
Yes.
Or mostly set up and ready to play, which is a little bit weird, like sometimes where it's like, okay, you just got here, sit down, let's play.
Yeah, it's a little bit like, you know, all right, cut the like chit chat, like we're getting down to business,
right.
Like, you know, because it takes up the table.
Mm-hmm.
If you don't have a separate table of like, you know, your, I don't know, living room, dining room, board game.
Yeah, I would say most people are in that situation.
So, yeah, if it's kind of an extensive setup and you already have it set up, you know, like, what does that say to the person showing up?
Now, what if they really like it and they're like, oh, wow, this was so much fun. I really enjoyed this. And then they go and buy it and then they write you a dirty note because it's like, you so-and-so. You didn't tell me it takes 45 minutes to set up, and I have to arrange all of these things just so. What do you think? Should that person get to share in your...
In the setup,
and especially if there's fiddly bits.
I think so. It's kind of fun exploring a game as it's coming out of a box.
You can't say both ways every time. We just said, yes, it's nice to have it set up when they get there. And you just said...
You're asking me specifically...
Yeah.
Okay.
I'm saying this is the same... I'm giving you two sides of the coin and asking you which one you come down on, and you keep agreeing with both sides. This would be the best etiquette book ever. Like, you read it one way and it says one thing, and then you turn it over manga style and read it the other way, and it's all completely different.
Oh my god. Let's make it. Okay.
So that I was trying to give you that is like...
I see what you mean.
What about this part of it? Does that change what you think?
No, I guess not. I guess if it's an extensive game to set up, like, set it up first. That's fine.
No, I agree.
I mean, like, who's going to be like, you didn't tell me that it takes
25
minutes to set up.
Well, exactly. I was trying
to
give you a silly, sarcastic thing, and then you jumped on board with it.
So. If you really believe that, hun, sure.
No.
Okay.
Yeah, I think that that's important. I think that there's a difference between, you know, friends coming over to spend the day and we're just hanging out and meeting up to play a game.
Yes.
That's really different. And I think mostly what we're talking about with this, like, etiquette would be...
Newer.
At least for maybe the first part of this. Maybe we'll...
And to come back around to you saying that they're not there for the beginning part, but, like, when you tear down a game, that's almost as worse as... than, like, setting it up. Because everything is not nicely set up. Everyone has their cards with them, or items, or, you know, little pieces, and they're all over the place. So.
What if you just took the board and just dumped it back into the box and then put the lid on and we're like, okay,
what if you, like,
done.
Went over to someone else's house and they're like, don't worry, I'll clean it up. And then each...
Just pour it. Like, dump everything that's in the box
out,
because there's going to be a bunch of leftover stuff, guaranteed. And then just lift up the board and, like, pour it into the box.
That would be the absolute worst.
So that's bad etiquette.
That's bad etiquette.
What about, this is funny to me, helping clean up.
I think you should help clean up.
Yeah.
In my opinion, yes.
Like, to what extent?
To the extent of, like... You know, there's a lot of pieces out, the board is out, you know, all that stuff. Like, gathering all, like, cards together, all, like, tokens, the board, that sort of, like, things you can just, like, prepare to be put into the box.
Mm-hmm.
Because, I mean, every time I put Nemesis back, or I don't remember what it is, like, it's a little bit different each time, and it kind of has to fit a certain way. So, like, asking someone else to do that, like, I wouldn't ask someone else to do that, like... I'm going to do that.
Right.
So, but if you, like, prepare everything
and
get them into nice, neat piles, like, that helps make it faster.
Yeah. I agree. I don't think, usually my sort of rule of thumb is sort of, like, what I can reach.
Yeah.
Like, I'm not going to necessarily get up and start doing other things, just because, like what you said, I know from firsthand experience that it's going to be a certain way, and, you know, these bags have that, and So I would leave that mostly up to the host to sort of, like you said, finish it, mm-hmm. but try to help organize the process a little bit.
Yeah, I would say, like, yeah, going over to someone's house for the first time, it's like, expect to be part of that cleanup or mm-hmm. even setup as well. I mean, oftentimes, you know, we go and we play a new game and it's like, you know, I don't necessarily know, like, the rules and everything, but I can kind of guess how the setup's going to go. Like, you know, mm-hmm. you discard piles and that, things like that. So I think just in general, being helpful is nice.
So this might not apply for somebody who's maybe less confident in the hobby or less experienced in the hobby, but what about, and I know where I come down on this, but okay. for you.
Okay.
What about, like, addressing what you can, what you're like, this doesn't make sense. Something's not right. Like, we're not playing this right. Like, sort of questioning the rules that you've been given.
Okay.
Not from the rule book, but from the person explaining the game or telling you how to play.
Okay. So the scenario is you're all playing the game together.
Right.
And a rule that you were told is not making sense with the gameplay itself.
Right. Or something doesn't, or you like notice something that's not right. Like, do you stop and say, well, wait, you need to look this up? Or
I feel like it's funny because it's like you, like, rules can be interpreted certain ways.
They should not be able to be interpreted.
But if it happens and you're playing a certain way, I mean, I feel like that's not really anyone's fault because...
Oh, sure. This isn't, a fault issue.
No, not a fault issue. But if it comes to the point where it's like this particular rule is preventing me from, like, even doing anything in the game, then it's like, are you sure this is how we play? Because, like, I'm not progressing, or maybe something is just, like, extremely difficult to do, and it's just the, what am I trying to say? The, like...
It's just how it is?
Just, I don't know, is this just how it is, or did we read this wrong? Are we interpreting the way it was written the wrong way? Which I feel like happens a lot with rule books. I don't know, like...
Yeah, but I'm not talking about, like, interpretation of the rule. I'm talking about, do you say... Stop, everyone. Oh. I don't think we're doing this correctly. Or do you just play it as you're told?
I'm not a confrontational person, so I probably wouldn't say anything.
What do you think what would you consider the etiquette to be?
I mean, a lot of times you could just ask, like, oh, can I read the rule book? Like,
you don't find that passive aggressive with that?
I don't think so. I feel like, because some people really like to have, like, word for word what is in the rule book. And if you just so happen to come across that particular rule and read
which isn't what you were looking for in the first place.
What you weren't looking for in the first place. Yeah. You're like, oh, wait, you guys, like, I think we're doing this wrong. I don't know. Like, accusatory, like, I think you told us this wrong.
Right. Like, I would say, yes, undoubtedly the poor etiquette is blame.
Yes.
Like, nobody's...
No one's...
trying
purposefully
to do it.
Like, intentionally trying to make the game.
I can't imagine the person who's like, I'm gonna have people play this with me, but I'm gonna cheat by telling them the rule wrong. And I feel like that's a pretty blameless thing when it happens. It happens to me, it happens to us, it happens to people we play with. Mm-hmm. I definitely think you should trust your instincts for any time. Like, double checking the rules, we know. Triple, quadruple, looking at them the 10th time.
Yeah.
It's always.
Well, in our friend
different.
Group, like, that's much easier for me to be like, like, are you sure this is right?
Right,
like,
but yeah, I'm not.
But if it's like, I'm coming over to someone's house for the very first time and I'm playing a game I've never played before and they're telling me the rules and it's like, okay, that's how we'll play. But then if it gets to the point where it's like, this just doesn't make sense or it's like, it's just like really hard or it's like, can I look at, like, because sometimes, you know, they have, like, appendixes of the, like, the cards and stuff. Or, you know, I think it can be in that non-accusatory way.
Sure,
and that should be how it is.
Yeah, definitely. I think, I noticed something that doesn't seem quite right. Do you mind if I look that up since it's your turn?
Mm-hmm.
Or, oh, I just finished my turn. You know, I want to look
that
up.
Yeah, just, like, peruse through it. So, yeah, for sure.
Okay, yeah, I definitely, I do not. At least I don't think, like, rules lawyer at all. I'm always like, for whatever, that's fine. We'll do what we do. And I feel like if rules are ambiguous and you can't decide, then it, my rule of thumb is you, like, default to what's worse for you. And that's hard for people to do sometimes.
Yeah. Like, but, and so, like, speaking of rules and, like, what about, like, house ruling? Like, going over to someone's house and it's like, you've played this game before, but they house rule it a separate way. And, like, do you, like, oh, can we just, like, play this as the rules are? Or it's like, oh, we're going to house rule this and it makes it way easier. I don't know. Like,
no, I wouldn't. Yeah, I would just go with the house rule. Yeah. Like, I don't, that doesn't bother me at all. I mean, we have very few games where we, like, house rule anything.
I mean, Legendary is the only one I can think of. And we we go outside of the rules, and we play a couple extra rounds of buying.
Yeah, but they address that, though.
Yeah.
In the, like, newer version of it, they say to do that. So,
yeah.
Like, I don't consider that necessarily house rule. But, yeah, I would play, you know, if it's acknowledged that this is outside the rules, then, yeah, I don't care. Like, that's...
Yeah.
That's fine with me. So, what about lending games?
Oh, interesting.
Like, we have friends that lend us a lot of games.
How, like what level of trust do you have to have? Or if that, maybe. I don't know. Like...
I don't know. It's an interesting... It's like...
Because we have played the Unlock games quite a number of times. Mm-hmm. Like, we buy the game, you and I play it, and then we'll just give it away.
Right.
Like, we'll give it to somebody.
Yes.
We have never lended a game?
I don't think so. Not that I can think of.
I don't think we have.
It's interesting
because... Not from the, like, we don't lend games.
No, it just never come up.
It's never come up for us.
Yeah.
So... I think coming from the standpoint of, like, we obviously have a board game collection, and, you know, if someone were coming over to play who was not, like, a board game collector necessarily, or is, like, just starting, and they asked to, like, borrow, I mean, like, I don't know, like, in that situation, it's like, how do you ask them to take care of the board game as well as you do? I don't know.
it's interesting. I think... The closest thing I can think of is lending books. Mm-hmm. And my rule for books has always been, I don't borrow them out.
Mm-hmm.
If you want a book, I'm just going to give it to you.
And oh, interesting. Like,
this is yours now.
Yeah.
And you know what? If you want to give it back to me at some time in the future, okay.
Yeah.
But as I'm giving it to you, I'm separating it from myself. Like, whatever happens, happens. If you lose it, if it, you know... It's destroyed in a fire. Well, it was yours, right?
That's funny.
I feel like a lot of things with lending, that's how it has to be.
I have been burned a number of times of lending out my... I used to have a very extensive manga collection. And if you don't read manga the right way, like, you break the spine and it becomes kind of shitty. Or I have lent out books and they've come back to me ripped, and like my art books. And after that, after, like, the second time, I was like, I don't borrow books anymore. I don't lend them out anymore. Like, if you're going to read it, like, you can come to my house and read it, or, like, you and I can be together and we can read it, but I am no longer, like, doing that anymore. So, but that's different, though. It's, like, it's such a small thing, you know, like a $10 book compared to a $60 game.
Yeah, but now you're saying that you'd rather... protect your $10 book with your life and lend out a $60 game.
No, I'm not saying that.
Oh, okay.
I would be, that. I don't know, they have the same sort of value to me of like emotional value of, like, we play this game, like, all the time. I love this game. I would be super devastated if we gave it out and someone lost half the tokens and the cardboard comes back scratched up and you just... It's just not the same anymore. I don't know. Like, I would be hesitant to do it. But if it's somebody who is a board game collector and has a large board game collection, then I would be less hesitant.
And no kids.
And no kids.
No, that's not fair. I think I would treat it... Well, I mean, they're our games, so I don't know who trumps who on this, but I would treat it the same way as the books. I'd be like, I don't want to lend it to you, but if you want it, I'm going to give it to you. I mean, I wouldn't do that for any game.
Yeah.
And if it was a different game, I would probably not make the offer, or...
Yeah. I guess I would just be super picky. I would just be super picky about that person. Of, like, Oh, you're a new board game person? You know.
Let me see your hands. You got clean hands?
Did you know that our local board game store has a lending library and you can go and play those games there?
Let me send you the Amazon link. And if you're really interested in it. Interesting.
I hate to be kind of snooty like that, but yeah. Like I have been burned in like lending things to people and then they come back to me shitty. Hmm. So, or you know, you play a Star Trek Attacking game and someone rubs the face off of your dial and that looks like shit.
You're getting awfully cursey about this whole thing.
Wow. I'm salty.
I guess like, so.
I'm very precious about my stuff, so yeah. When people don't take care of it, it pisses me off.
Yeah, I mean, it should. That expectation is there. And when friends lend us games, we, you know, treat them with more respect than we do our own, really.
For sure.
There's, Lancelot has brought his toys. there is, I can't remember, I think it's in a movie or a television show, but somebody wants to borrow, I think it's a book again, and they say, I'll treat it like it's my own. Mm-hmm. I would say, no, don't do that. Treat it like you borrowed it from somebody.
Yeah.
And you need to give it back. That way you're treating it with more respect than maybe you give your own possessions.
Yeah, so. And so I think it goes both ways. Like, if someone lends us a game, it's like, we're going to take care of this as much as possible, if not better than the way we take care of our games. And so...
And I guess it too, like you said, maybe your criteria of like, are they hobbyists? Are they in the hobby? Do they collect at all? Is maybe an apt one of people who more likely take care of these types of things. I just recently, oh my God, Lazlo is just running around his with his toy. did a swap, and this will come up in sometime not mm-hmm. too far from now in our this just in. For Rising Sun, mm-hmm. which I know isn't new, but it's new to us, and I traded Blood Rage for it. Mm-hmm. I haven't even looked at it really closely to see the condition, mostly because I didn't care. Like, Blood Rage was a game I know we weren't going to play, so if I get anything back for it, and it's not just sitting in the garage, then that's fine. But it was raining, and we were going to meet like at a store, and so I put it in a plastic bag. A big one, to not a trash bag, but a big plastic bag, so that was covered, and, you know, it wouldn't get wet. And the person I was trading with was going to say, oh, I didn't even think to get a bag. And I was like, you probably should have.
It's
like,
rainy.
It's pouring down rain.
And this is cardboard.
And, it's going to suck up the water when it hits it.
Yeah.
Side note, Betrayal bubbled up terribly, and then it just, like, went away. Like, I got it super wet one time. Do you remember? It was like,
I do remember that.
It was all dappled and stuff. But then it was fine afterwards.
So
I don't
weird.
Know how that happened. But anyway. So yeah, I guess it depends as far as the borrowing.
Mm-hmm.
Do you have any, other than rubbing the ink off of your dials, any...
Card bending. I hate it. I hate when people are like white knuckling their cards. Like... You don't gotta do that. Like, please stop.
Like, in your hand.
Like, in your hand, like, holding it tight, and it's obviously bending the card. Because cards are fragile, and, like, once they're bent, then that's it. Like, it's really hard to even get them back to the way that they were. And you can tell when you, like, put a deck together that, like, one card is messed up, or a couple cards are. And that really bothers me. So, like, hold your cards gently, or if you can't hold your cards, we'll get you a card holder. Like,
yeah, and that's kind of a thing in general. Or, like, there's places for your cards to not be in your hand on your playmats or something.
Yeah.
Sounds good. What about anything else that, like, you think is just good information to have if you're...
I think...
What will get you invited back?
So we usually go, like, we usually have friends over, or, like, we'll go somewhere, and then it's, like... it's usually around a time of, like, eating or things like that. And I think it's nice to ask, you know, whoever you're going to, or if someone's coming to you, you know, like, where should I put my drink? Like, is it okay to have your drink on the table with the cards and the playmat and stuff?
Right,
or
right.
Is there a separate place to put it? Because some people don't like to have that stuff nearby for obvious reasons.
Lazlo
agrees.
Yeah, that's interesting, because I think we even talked about getting, like, side tables to put stuff on.
Yeah, or, like, if you're going to be eating, should you eat first and then play the game? I mean,
some,
like...
Sousy chicken
wings. Yeah, get greasy fingers on pieces and things like that.
With your hands. I think... That's funny because recently we were at some friends playing and I was eating something, chips maybe, and we were also playing and I was like, oh no, I've got greasy hand now and greasy hand must touch game components. So I was wiping it on a napkin every time before. Mm-hmm. So definitely some good things to do.
Yeah, just being aware of like how well do they like take care of their stuff, like treat it the same way that they would. Mm-hmm. And then just being considerate of like you're in someone else's home and playing their games. So I think in general that is just be a good person.
Right.
I don't know.
Right. So where do you come down on like what's the difference between I'm helping you like maybe make a decision because this is the first time or first few times you play the game versus I'm making the decision for you.
What do you mean?
So let's just think like pandemic.
Oh.
It's like, oh, this is what you need to do. Go here, 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 and here, and do these four things.
Mm.
Or, well, what we as a group are trying to accomplish is this, so how do you feel? Like, obviously I'm giving the right answer as I set this up, but, like, where does that come down on maybe 1 to 10 like, on the faux pas meter?
I don't know. I feel like knowing your audience, like, obviously this is a new person who has never played Pandemic and is new to the game. They're not going to have those same instincts as you would who has played that game maybe 20 or 30 times and kind of knows the avenues to go. And it's like, just realize like where you are and like, I don't know, like, when you know what I mean of like, put yourself in that person's shoes. Mm-hmm. Like at one time you were playing Pandemic for the very first time and were probably like, I don't really know. I guess I'm just going to try doing this. And like, and letting those people have that space, which I feel like is kind of hard sometimes, and like maybe it's nerve-wracking to be like, you know, whatever you do, it, like it's gonna be okay,
right?
And like letting that person, you know, just decide, or like even like if you want to talk it out, like whatever you decide is fine. Not like I'm gonna play your turn for you. Like,
yeah,
that's just really annoying. I dislike that.
And what if it's the second to the last turn, and if they do this specific set of things, that means you do this specific set of things, and you win.
Then maybe I would probably say something. Yeah. I'd be like, "Oh, if we do this and this, then we get to the end. We win." You know, it's mm-hmm. like, and you often will give me advice because sometimes I'm very like linear in the way that I think, and mm-hmm. it's hard for me to see outside of that. And so then it's like, oh, I didn't even realize I could do it that way, you know, like.
But is that a positive or negative? I mean, just on the parks we were playing the other day,
mm-hmm.
and you were like trying to do something, like mm-hmm. You wanted to visit two parks at the same time, didn't think you had the resources.
Yeah.
But I had seen what I thought was an avenue towards it, and I said so. What
yeah.
do you think? I mean, what do you think about that?
I thought it was fine. I mean, between you and I, it's like, you know, like we're just gonna, you know,
I'm because I don't care if I win and you care if you win. So, so if it's just you and I,
yeah,
we know how that has to go.
Bad of a thing. I'm less likely to tell people what to do on their turn. I mean,
well, I don't think I've ever, and I guess I'm saying that I don't say like, this is what you should do. It's just
yeah.
like, I do see a way to go about it if you're interested. And if not, that's fine too. I can tell you after
yeah.
you take your turn or whatever.
I don't feel like I have the authority to do that a lot of times, even if
it's my white maleness that gives me that feeling.
But only in the sense of like, if we're playing a new game or something like that, then I don't really know what the other like repercussions of doing that would be. But if we're, like, we're playing Betrayal or something, it's, like, we've played it so many times, I can be, like, oh, you know, like, if you did this, like, that would be really cool. Or, like, you know, there's this other room that has this thing in it, and, like, if you go and do that, you know, I don't know. Like, the familiarity is part mm-hmm. of that, of, like, I'm less likely to tell people, like, oh, you know, if you do this and this and this, especially if it's a game I've, like, really not played before.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay, we're just about out of time, so
okay.
How about one thing, and it could be what we've talked about or not, of like, don't do this, and one thing that's do this.
Okay.
From your experience.
A do this. Help with cleanup. Just help with cleanup. Do that. It makes everything go faster. You get to the next game faster. That sort of a thing. Do that. And don't be a sore loser. Don't ruin the mood.
Don't be a sore loser. That's a huge one. Don't be a sore winner unless I'm playing against Teresa. So that's fine. Then I can be a sore winner. But, oh, God, sore loser. Yeah, that it doesn't happen often, but I guess that's because we don't generally play with a lot of people we don't know. But, oh, I didn't even think of that, but golly, it's a game.
Yeah.
And keep your frustration down as much as you can, or put it inside your belly and then go home and be mad about it. Because, don't be a sore loser.
It just ruins the mood for everyone.
I would say, yeah. So, just the global ones, be a respectful person and don't be a sore loser, for sure. I think for me, don't read all the options from a card when you're given the options and you roll a dice. Just read the flavor text, roll the dice, and then give the outcome.
Yes.
It just takes so long. Uh-huh. So please don't do that. And do bring some booze.
Nice. Excellent.
That can always help lubricate etiquette faux pas. So, all right. Well, that's all the time we have for today. So keep listening. And we're getting closer and closer to our Rank the Closet.
Yes.
I have 10 episodes of 10 games each that we're
discussing
and
judging
each other and the games. And until then, you can always listen to us on Spotify or Anchor or wherever you find your podcasts. You can follow us on Twitter at Game Closet Chats. And until next time, I'm Adam.
And I'm Bianca.
Thanks, everybody. Mm-hmm.